was driving through the wild Sierra Madre. The moonlight cast a dream of light around me. And the wild bare hills was canyons deep and narrow, with stunted thorns and ghostly shapes and shadow. A lonesome wind made the cactus shake and shiver. I passed some horses huddled by the river, when suddenly I saw a gypsy walking alone to the sky. Her voice was talking, and the ghost of Quetzalcoatl roamed the night. Visions of lost empires filled my sight. And there was no crowd in Mexico that night.
So flagellation has been a part of the Good Friday celebration here in Pampanga province since 1586, when it was introduced by Jesuit missionaries from Spain. The long, ragged line of flagellants follows behind a man dragging a heavy wooden cross on which he'll be crucified. The flagellants stumble forward, occasionally crashing against bystanders or falling to the ground. Every few hundred feet, they pass a woman singing the Pabasa, the Passion.
They're telling the story of Christ from the start to the finish, which is in a huge book. They will make a little tent where they will set up, and they'll have a few people who will sing continuously for sometimes incredibly long periods of time. I've known people sing for as much as 8 hours at a time.
As the flagellants move forward, they are followed by a man wielding a small paddle called a panabod, which is embedded with shards of glass.
His name is, in Tagalog, is Badugo. He's called the executioner. His nickname amongst the people is Dracula.
I stopped my car to see where she was going. She stood upon a hill, her arms were open. And beyond her there were Mayan ruins gleaming, like phantoms in the moonlight that was streaming.
The Badugo takes his panabat, his instrument with the glass, and he presses it against the back a number of times, anything between 4 and 15 times. And he presses it until he makes tiny incisions upon the back so the blood starts flowing. And they begin whipping themselves again, and the cuts are opened up a bit more, and the blood spreads freely.
The sweltering mob and the flagellants press forward onto a dry rice field where a large earthen mound rises like a stage to support three crosses. Roland Aquino Navarro describes himself as the producer, director, and scriptwriter for the Holy Week activities. He's been in charge of this pageant since 1955. He says he staged the first crucifixion in 1962.
And she walked among the temples and the fountain. Distant thunder echoed through the mountain.
Navarro says the men often volunteer to be crucified in the hope that God will assist a sick member of their families. He says he only permits crucifixion for those who have good reasons.
Me personally, I don't know their problem, and I don't know them. They hear about me because I am the in charge here in our barrio.
Have there always been this many people here, tourists? And
oh yes, every year. The Tories are plucking over here in our place. And I am very glad about that. I am very proud.
Gathered about the crosses on the mound is a pack of photographers, reporters, television crews, and men dressed as Roman soldiers. The crowd is separated from this group by a ring of barbed wire, and there is a moment of jeering as the crosses are lowered to the ground and the penitents lost from the view of the audience as they are nailed to their planks.
And from the ruins, a crazy laughter cackles. The wind howled through some Spanish bones and shackles.
But within minutes, the men are raised up on their crosses, one by one, against the cloudless blue sky. Mario Castro, who is being crucified for the ninth time, and Rico David, for the fourth time, stand with their eyes closed. Only Chito Santillan, who has never been crucified, stares out across the field.
The ghost of Quetzalcoatl roamed the night.
They are repenting, you know. That's why they do that. It's kind of what do we call that in English? Repentance. It's very hard to explain.
The three men stand fixed to their crosses for about 10 minutes and then are lowered to the ground. As the nails are removed from their hands, the spectators mill about and begin to disperse. The bells of ice cream salesmen ring through the sweaty air.
Visions of lost empires filled my sight.
I'll tell you, I'm 51 years old, and I have never in my life ever seen anything like this. I've been in Mexico, I've been everywhere, but this is unbelievable. I tell you, I really enjoy it.
This is terrible. Christ died for us, so we don't have to. He's taken the penalty for all of our sins. It's a screwed up part of Catholicism. Like, it's twisted. We shouldn't be here. People stop coming. Would they quit this nonsense? If no one came, they would. If all the people stayed in their homes, wouldn't they quit?
But you came.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I almost feel guilty. Why did we come?
It was my choice to make it here, and I'm really actually glad to be here, because it's something that maybe I'll die, and when I die, I can say, hey, man, I've been everywhere, and I've seen a lot of things. And maybe if that guy, if he wants to be nailed to a cross, he has to have a reason, and that's the way I think.
Director and choreographer Roland Navarro had approved three crucifixions for this holy day, but after the three are removed from their crosses, a fourth man, Fernando Macapagal, asked to be crucified, and the stainless steel nails were driven through his palms, and he too was raised above the crowd.
Empty haciendas, birds in flight. There was no crowd in Mexico that night.
It was Macapagal's second crucifixion. 20 minutes later, he too was on the ground, his hands wrapped in bandages, and with admiring little boys clinging to his arms and clothes, he walked down from the mound and away from the cross.
And then the sound of horses running at me. An army of the damned were riding madly. And the land began to shake, and the door was pounding. The voices of the lost were all around me. And quietly the sky began to lighten. The devil's landscape soon began to brighten. And the silence fell across the desolation. The sun rose like an angel of creation. And the ghost of Quetzalcoatl roamed the night. Visions of lost empires filled my sight. empty haciendas burnt in flames. And there was no crowd in Mexico that night. And there was no crowd in Mexico that night.